the 36,000 acres that is owned by Whitney Industries and that the owner wants to create, transform into Whitney real estate, has been in the family Whitney ownership since 1890s and is in the heart of the Adirondacks in Long Lake in Hamilton County near Franklin County. So it's right in the center of the Adirondack Park. Many decades ago, it was nearly 100,000 acres. It was the cradle of American forestry. This is where Gifford Pinchot and other famous Americans thought that we could experiment with forestry and make it sustainable in America. So it has a long, long history in the Adirondacks as a very important area and private ownership. And it was recognized by the DEC in 1990 and by the state of New York as a high priority for protection under the state's open space conservation plan. And in 1997, the state bought 15,000 acres from Mary Lou Whitney that is now part of the William C. Whitney Wilderness Area. So this is what's left from that 15,000 acres that was taken out, and now it's 36,000 acres just south of Little Tupper Lake. And these this land includes 22 ponds and lakes, all connected by streams and wetlands. It's extremely wet and important spruce fir forest that the state of New York continues to feel and the public continues to feel is a very high priority for protection.
There's a vision to subdivide the 36,000 acres into 11 separate parcels, splitting it up essentially what could be between 11 different owners. I know that Adirondack Wild and a number of other conservation groups are concerned about this, and you're also pushing for some degree of stepped-up oversight. So could you explain your concerns and what kind of strengthening of oversight the conservation groups would like to see?
Okay. The conservation design effort in the legislature would be the first amendment to the Adirondack Park Agency Act in 50 years. So 50 years ago, the APA was created as a regulatory body for 6 million-acre Adirondack Park. And it was given broad powers by the legislature to zone private lands and to regulate their use in a very complex jurisdictional framework that's shared with local government. And this bill would require that the APA and private applicants like Mr. Hendrickson at Whitney Industries negotiate before the application is deemed complete to set aside large blocks of forest for open space, forestry, and wildlife purposes. So, and to design whatever private development or subdivisions in ways that are least harmful to the environment, so that the ecological impacts of each house, roadway, driveway are minimized by a design process that's laid out in the legislation. And this is a very important advancement, scientific advancement, in the Adirondack Park Agency Act, the first one in 50 years.
The Adirondacks have always existed as this unique conglomeration of both private and public lands. So is there a concern that this regulation would get in the way of the way things have sort of always operated in the Adirondacks?
Not at all. The APA has always had the authority to work with applicants pre-application and during public hearings, for example, to design design subdivisions in ways that do not have an undue adverse impact on the Adirondack Park's natural resources. That's been 50 years in the legislation. So the difficulty is that the APA only enforces that provision and that ability to work with applicants to design subdivisions sporadically. It doesn't do it consistently. For example, in March of this year, the APA allowed 34 new lots on Woodward Lake, circling a private lake without septic, without public water, and fragmenting the forest above the lake into multiple different lots, making it very difficult to manage as forest. So that's an example of the APA could have designed it differently with the applicant, simply mostly accepting what the applicant gave the APA and then putting their rubber stamp on that project. And this bill, if it's passed, would really mandate that the APA and the applicant work harder pre-application at a concept that would be more protective of the lakeshore and of the adjoining forest, so that forestry and open space and wildlife conservation and the connectivity that allows wildlife to migrate throughout the Adirondacks would be maintained.